USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced the House is moving forward with an investigation into possible impeachment-level offenses by President Trump.
I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry.
She says the president is undermining national security when it comes to his discussions with the leader of Ukraine.
The actions taken to date by the president have seriously violated the Constitution.
Pelosi says current committee investigations into the Trump campaign and administration will continue under the overall umbrella of the impeachment inquiry. The president calls the move breaking news, witch hunt garbage. He tweets, "It's so bad for our country," but he also tells reporters it could be good for him politically. White House aides say no one is worried because they believe his base will help him. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Tropical Storm Jerry will track close enough to Bermuda to deliver a good period of soaking rainfall, gusty winds, and rough seas. Jerry weakened from a Category 1 hurricane to a tropical storm early Saturday morning while passing a few hundred miles to the north of the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. Tropical storm warnings are still in effect for Karen, which is spreading across the U.S. and the British Virgin Islands. The storm was closing in on Puerto Rico after a 6-magnitude earthquake struck off the island's northwest coast late on Monday. Karen weakened from a tropical storm to a tropical depression on Monday, but regained strength early Tuesday. Also, a batch of thunderstorms that formed over Africa became Tropical Storm Lorenzo also on Monday and is likely to become the next hurricane of the 2019 season. The storm is nearly hurricane strength. People in the Bahamas and waters along the coast of North America should monitor the progress of the storm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
They call it TV's Big Night, but viewership for the Emmy Awards wasn't something they want to celebrate. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, please, all right, I will get this show back on track because that's what I will do.
If Emmy Awards producers were hoping that going without a host would result in the same ratings rebound that the MC-less Oscars saw earlier this year, well, they were sorely mistaken. Emmy Awards viewership dropped to about 6.9 million people. That's a plunge of 32% from last year's ceremony, according to Nielsen data shared by Fox. The dismal ratings marking the first time that viewership for the TV industry's marquee award show tumbled below 10 million viewers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration is now threatening to withhold billions of dollars in federal highway funds from California, saying California's dirty air is in violation of the Federal Clean Air Act. With more, here's KCBS TV reporter Matt Bigler.
In a letter to the state's Air Resources Board, the EPA claims there's a backlog of reports meant to explain how California is reducing air pollution. And if the reports aren't fixed, billions in federal highway funds could be cut off. Governor Gavin Newsom is calling the letter a threat of pure retaliation. Last week, the state sued the Trump administration for revoking its authority to set tougher vehicle emission standards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.